come to our cutting inspiration. But I'm going to start with a less inspired idea. Today I tried all my techniques. I tried everything I teach and nothing worked. Pure chanting cannot be achieved by our efforts alone. It's not a matter of techniques that you read in a book. Sometimes these efforts and techniques work, but the next day, like today, they don't work. Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, the great example of chanting the holy name, addresses this point. He says, it is impossible for the jiva, the living entity, to single-handedly avoid and overcome the illusion of distraction. By the mercy of the Lord, however, this is accomplished with ease. Therefore, it is essential to prayerfully beg for the Lord's grace with great humility, for this is the only means to salvation from inattention. And exactly this inattention is at the root of all our problems. It is the breeding ground of distractions and so on. But what one learns is that whether there is sunshine or rainstorms in one's chanting, and just to show up in all cases convinces the Lord that this person is really serious. And then he may send some mercy. And what was impossible one day, that is to overcome the various distracted moods of the mind, is granted, it is given. Ultimately, when we sit down and perform any type of worship, we want to enter into a simple space. It's very uncomplicated. There are not many things to remember. It's only this: I am yours and you are mine, no matter what. Welcome to our next cutting inspirations, where we will address this point a little bit more.